Welcome to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, episode 67. I'm Sarah Kornack, and today we're going to talk about resource pages on your blog, the why and the how. So let's get started.
You're listening to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, practical business advice for startup moms.
I'm sure most of you are familiar with what a resource page is for your blog. But if you don't have one yet, you could be missing out on a great opportunity to not only help your readers, but also generate some income for yourself. A resource page, it's basically a place for your readers to come and learn about your tricks of the trade, your favorite service providers, your favorite products, your favorite books, all the online tools that you use every day to run your blog or your business. Your resource page can also point people to your most helpful posts or answer some commonly asked questions that your readers have about how you do things or the best way to tackle something. So when you're designing your resource page, what should you include? Link to all of your blogging tools of the trade, your hosting, your web design, plugins, themes, shopping carts, anything that you use every day to do your blog. Make sure you link to all of your niche tools of the trade. So if you are a mommy blog website with kind of a crafting bent to it, make sure you include what camera you use to take your outstanding photographs. Include any craft tools that you use to create your awesome projects. Maybe there's not a single day that doesn't go by when you don't turn to X, Y, and Z to tackle this project or that DIY project. Mention those tools. Do you do furniture refinishing and you have a go-to brand of chemical refinisher or a go-to tool that you use to scrape off old paint? Include that sort of stuff on your resource page. Are you a podcaster? What podcasting equipment do you use? What programs do you use for your podcast? All of that information, your readers, your listeners, are interested in knowing about. And back to kind of including all the blog hosting and themes and plugin stuff. Even if you're not a blog that's centered around, you know, how to make a blog or how to make money blogging, people might still be interested or wondering, or people see your site and want to do something similar. And if you have those resources right at their disposal for what they could do or how you've done things, that's very helpful to them, whether that is your area of expertise or not. You are a blogger, so you do have knowledge in that area. So just share the resources that you use day in and day out to do your blogging. Make sure you link to all of your favorite online tools, your apps, the websites you use frequently, software, photo editing, your email service provider, social media apps, things that you use for scheduling, anything that you are using all of the time to do your work, to stay organized, to schedule things, to put out content, link to all of those items. Link to your favorite outsourcing resources. I think everyone these days is looking for ways that they can hire out help to do various tasks. Well, if you have found a great resource or a great person, put that on your resource page. You might want to link to some of your most helpful posts. If you have an organizing blog, link to your top 10 organizing tips post. If you have a recipe blog, link to your top 25 favorite recipes post. On Pat Flynn's resource page, he links to his How to Start a Podcast blog post. If you have a blog post about how to start a blog, link to that as well on your resource page. Link to your favorite books or your favorite e-courses that you have used to grow your business. Are you reading a lot of business books that you have found helpful and insightful and have made a big difference in how you run your business? Link to those books. Did you take a class, an e-course, that was just phenomenal? Any advice that you can give people or any direction you can steer them, they are going to be appreciative. And if you have written a book, no matter what topic you've written on, if you've written a book, put that book on your resource page. organize all of these links and all of this helpful information in an easy to navigate format. Maybe all of your blogging tools are in a section and all of your other online tools are in another section. Whatever makes sense for you. Be as helpful as you possibly can. A comprehensive resource is always beneficial to your audience, but it also gives you a place to refer people when they start asking you questions. Are you getting a lot of emails about how to start a blog? Well, maybe you have a go-to outside resource that you can send them to, maybe Amy Lynn Andrews, How to Start a Blog, but then maybe you could also refer them to your resource page where you mention who you host with or the email service provider that you use. If you have a crafting blog and people are always asking you the same questions about refinishing the furniture or how do you get those cute little cutout shapes all the time, if you've got a section related to that on your resource page, when you get those emails, you just send them straight to your resource page and say, check it out, that's what I use. And don't forget to make any links affiliate links when you can. Anything that you are recommending, and only recommend things that you can truly endorse, things that you are using every day and loving. But try to sign up for as many of those affiliate programs as you possibly can. I think one of the huge benefits of having a resource page is that it can generate income without that hard sell. Here at the Brilliant Business Moms podcast, we don't like to do the hard sell. However, hosting fees don't pay for themselves. So the resource page can be a little source of income for us without us pushing products and pushing a sales pitch on our listeners, who we love, and we love you for more than just the money that you can spend. And if you are including those affiliate links on your resource page, which you should, don't forget to then do your disclosure at the top of the page about how there are affiliate links that you will be paid a small commission for. Be as all-inclusive on your resource page as you possibly can. And don't forget to periodically go through it, make sure there's not a new product or service that you're loving that you want to include, make sure there's not another affiliate program that you are now signed up with that you can make an old link that wasn't an affiliate link, now you can make it an affiliate link. And remember to mention it. Mention your resource page in blog posts where it's applicable. Send people there when they have a question. If you've taken the time to set up this beautiful resource page, you want to use it. You want to take advantage and send people that direction to help them, to help answer questions. There are a few resource pages that you can look at to get an idea of how you might want to set up your resource page. You can always look at our resource page at brilliantbusinessmoms.com, and there's a link right to it at the top of our page. Just like all resource pages should be, ours is always a work in progress. Pat Flynn of smartpassiveincome.com, he has a phenomenal resource page, so you should definitely check his out. He does a really good job of having it flow and featuring his favorite providers at the top. He does a fantastic job. And our sister-in-law, Abby, she also has created a resource page for her website, justagirlandherblog.com. And I think her resource page is phenomenal. It's very inclusive of all of the different tools that she is using day in and day out. So be sure to check hers out as well. I hope this has inspired you to sit down and get that resource page up on your website. I know you won't be sorry that you did it. And it's really not that painful of a process. Once you link to all of these different services that you're using and tools and books, just write a little blurb about each one afterwards. Not huge paragraphs, not blog posts on each item, just a little blurb to give everybody an idea of what those sites are all about. The whole process of creating a resource page it's not too painful. For the show notes and the links to those example resource pages that I mentioned, just head on over to brilliantbusinessmoms.com/67. I hope you're having a fantastic week. Now it's your turn to head out there and be brilliant.